A partnership is simply the coming together of two or more individuals to jointly invest money in a common enterprise with the expectation of making a profit. Partnerships and group investing are not new concepts. As a matter of fact, there is evidence that partnerships for the purpose of owning real estate existed in the Greek and Roman empires. There are several names for the concept of people getting together to buy property, including group investing, partnerships, joint ventures, and syndicates. In the end, partnerships exist for one reason, so that the partners can accomplish together what they cannot accomplish individually. And this synergy can be very important in providing you with a jump start on attaining some ambitious investing goals. It certainly happened in my case. Despite the fact that organizing partners into a real estate partnership offers important benefits, the question remains, why use partners if you can accomplish your investment objectives without them? The answer, of course, is you shouldn't. The reason not to use partners can be summed up in three words: it's a hassle. In reality, however, there are times when the hassle is worthwhile because partners represent the only way to your particular investment objective. Today, many partnerships and syndicates are regulated by state and federal securities laws for the overall protection of the investors. If you keep your partnership group very small and know each of your partners personally, you should have little trouble with the regulations. However, don't solicit investors, especially those you don't know, by means of interstate commerce such as the telephone or U.S. Postal Service. Your decision about whether or not to use partners should not be based on fear of the securities laws. Instead, you should base your decision solely on how it will affect your ability to purchase and make a profit on a particular property. In real estate investing, the purpose of forming a partnership is to obtain capital for the purchase and operation of a property. Debt financing and equity financing are two ways to do this. When you use debt financing, you become indebted to the partners for the use of their capital. In this case, the capital comes to you in the form of a loan. Typically, the partners will receive a mortgage as evidence of the debt with a market interest rate on their loan. And as a sweetener, you might even offer them a certain percentage of the cash flow or appreciation of the property when you sell it. For example, in addition to receiving, say 10% interest on the loan, they might receive 25% of all the cash flow from the property in excess of a certain amount. Alternately, they might be entitled to 20% of any appreciation in the property at the time of its sale. Equity financing differs from debt financing. With equity financing, the partners are paid for the use of their capital by means of equity or ownership in the property. In this case, you pay no interest for the capital, and the partners' return on their investment will be the cash flow, equity buildup, tax benefits, and future appreciation. Most potential investors will prefer to own a portion of the equity if they have confidence in your management ability. The downside of equity financing is that you give up a degree of ownership and control.